Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Are you a lifelong fan of General Hospital? Are you a new fan who wants to know more about the history of the show?
Do you enjoy talking about the show with others?
Do you find yourself yelling at the TV?
Is your self-care an hour a day in Port Charles?
If so, we invite you to join hosts
Amanda Kimmel
and Shannon Coach at the place where all the hidden conversations take place and secrets are revealed.
Meet us at Pier 54,
a General Hospital fan podcast.
Hello.
Hi.
Welcome to the General Hospital recap for July 5th through 9th. I have a cold today, so I apologize right now if you hear my cough drop.
I still feel stuffy from last week when I whined
about
having
it. Yeah, I blame you and Morgan.
Okay, well.
Because I was around both of you, and now I got sick.
She was totally taking the blame, and I felt so bad.
I was like, it's not just you.
I said, I was around her too, so it could have been either one of us.
Yep.
But I feel like everybody has been sick.
I know, there's something going around. It's really not cool.
No.
Keep it to yourselves. I stayed home yesterday, you're over today, but if I was feeling like I did yesterday, that would not be the case.
Yeah.
So where do you want to get started? I don't really have any...
I was excited they finally remembered Lila's kids.
I know.
It took us all the way to the 4th of July to remember that it happened. But
what does it typically happen?
I thought it started before the 4th of July. And then they did mention it more around the 4th of July. But there was like an end of summer, whatever. Because I thought they always had like a Labor Day kind of picnic. And that was the end of Lila's kids.
Yeah, but I don't think it starts in June. I always thought it started in July. Maybe because I was always going off my daughter's ESY schedule, though.
Oh, maybe.
Which always was like, if it was in June, it was the last week in June.
Okay.
So maybe that's just where my head goes, ESY scheduling.
Perhaps. I don't know. But I was happy that they finally mentioned it several times. And I was like, woohoo, yes, it's back.
There was a lot of stuff.
They did a lot of mentioning old stuff. Like, what are we bringing up next? Because Britt was reminiscing about her 4th of July.
Yes.
Throwing Emma's baby doll on the grill and having it explode. I do not like her and Jax. That's where I'll start.
Why?
I do not like it.
Why?
You don't have to rebound with the other person's ex.
And your mom crushed hard on Jax.
Yes.
And I think Britt knew that, right?
Mm-hmm. I think everybody knew that.
But was Britt around when...
I feel like Obrecht has said enough about how hot Mr. Jax
is
that she has to have known.
Because I was just like, that's not cool. That's your mom's, like, fantasy.
They didn't even seem to have chemistry.
No.
I understand.
It was convenient.
I feel like even convenient, there has to be some kind of chemistry. I really did feel like the whole setup was like, meh, you want to do this?
Okay, you know, it would have been awesome if they had not killed Julian and just had her go drink away her worries at Charlie's.
Yes.
And then had her go back with Julian.
Right.
And that would have been awesome. But no, we killed him.
Yeah. I don't like her with Jax. Not at all. And I thought that she was going to be smart enough to kick him out the next morning because she totally looked like she regretted it.
Yep.
And then he said he didn't have anywhere to go. And she was like, okay. And they were all over each other again, which I still just hated. I hated it.
So my entire paragraph was, Britt better not rebound on Jax. Jack's trying to explain Carly and Jason to Britt, and she calls him out for not knowing them well, which I did like that.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, yeah, so no, that's not them at all.
Right.
And then I said, well, shoot, they're going at it. How's Liesl going to react? She used to have such a crush on Jax. And then they decide to watch the fireworks at the Metro Court.
Right.
How long did they stay in bed?
Exactly. Well, it was already afternoon by the time that they woke up.
Okay.
The first time. Like, after the first time. By the time you do it again, and then take your shower and everything, it could be late enough. If you want a dinner, it might just make sense to stay at the Metro Court. I'm not going to judge them for where they watched the fireworks. As long as they saw fireworks, we're good.
No, but I was just thinking of how long they were there, I guess.
I thought it was weird, fast forwarding a little bit, that in the middle of the fireworks is whenever Joss and Cam were like, oh, we need to go get our siblings. We're done. You wouldn't wait till the finale and then right. go get them?
Right.
I don't understand.
They're cute.
They are cute.
I'm happy with this.
Yeah, I can't believe that Cam admitted all the way back to liking her when she was with Oscar.
I know.
And that he wasn't pretending. I was impressed.
Yeah, because that's tough.
Yeah. I was just expecting him to say, I wish all the stuff with Dev hadn't happened.
Right.
And that we had moved on from there. But to go all the way back to Oscar, good job owning your stuff, Cam.
Yeah. They were just cute. I liked Cam apologizing to Jake.
Again, yeah.
But he did a really good job. And I said maybe he should see the same therapist that Michael and Willow are seeing for raising Wiley, and they can work on Cam and Jake.
There you go.
So give us a new character. It's not going to be Austin because what does he do? Is he just a general practitioner?
I just assumed he was an OB because he knew how to do that. But I think
we've talked about this. I'm pretty sure that
every doctor has to learn that. Yeah. I don't know. If he's an art therapist, I'm going to be angry.
No. No. I don't know. He's had a total of like 30 minutes collectively.
Well, they said he has a practice in Pawtuck. So I would assume just general practitioner. But I don't know.
That's why I'm thinking, like, is it like a small town?
Yeah.
So we're going to do a little bit of a deep dive on who we're pretty darn sure is his dad, Jimmy Lee Holt, because he moved to Pawtuck. His last name's Holt. Situation with the Quartermains would explain his interest in Jason and all that.
Right.
So on Thursday's Port Charles 411, that's what we're going to be talking about. And we have to learn a lot, too, because I was 4 when he left the show.
Right.
I was not watching then.
No, me neither. Mm-mm.
And he's really not been mentioned other than, like, on and off.
Right.
Not even. Like, it's not a name that, there's a lot of names that he,
in his description, there's a lot of names that I didn't know.
So I've been watching a little bit. He did a lot with Blackie.
Oh, that'll be fun.
So wouldn't it be funny if somehow Blackie comes back?
Yeah.
Blackie finally gets out of jail. Now, how is it that we know that storyline about Blackie, John Stamos,
mm-hmm.
but not Jimmy Lee Holt? And yet I think it's really interesting timing though, because there's no way when they were, I mean, Stuart Damon just passed away
mm-hmm.
2 weeks ago this Tuesday.
Right.
They wrote Austin weeks and weeks ago.
Yep.
So there's no way that they could have.
Right. They weren't foreshadowing. It just happened.
No, but there's some good Alan stuff. And watching Jimmy Lee Holt, I think that we're going to be able to cover Alan quicker than we thought.
Oh, okay.
Because from watching all these other, like when we watched Monica's Lovers and all that stuff, we've got a lot of Alan.
Okay.
So.
Good.
Yeah. But yeah, so that's what we'll be talking about on Thursday. And I think we're recording Tuesday?
Yes.
So before Tuesday at noon, if you have any info on Jimmy Lee Holt, and we've looked up our typical sources, but we're just looking for more information from you guys because, as we all know, it's hard to piece together.
Right. And when you watched it, you have a more personal
exactly
story to it than
exactly.
just a general, here's the info.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, he's been on the show, I would say collectively, seriously. His total airtime has been like 30 minutes,
oh,
right?
Yeah.
Like not even. Told you that it was blood on the wall. Well, it was supposed to be blood on the wall.
Well, I was going to say, it's not blood on the walls, but
it
yeah.
was supposed to be.
It was. That was genius, putting it in the sprinklers.
It would look like blood dripping down the walls.
That was genius. I liked that. I don't like him yet. I'm sorry.
If we didn't love Nicholas Bechtel, I would have no problem.
No, I don't agree.
I like him.
I don't like him yet. I don't dislike him. I need more airtime with him to get to know him better. His lines weren't anything captivating that were holding my attention. It was just kind of, okay, we're giving Trina a love interest. Keep going. We'll get to this.
They would have the most polite children, though.
Oh, my gosh.
Those manners would be ridiculous.
Yes. That and their art history lessons they could give at like 4. They would be
like, I like them so far, though.
My favorite artist. Yes.
I like him because he's being standoffish because we know who he is.
Right.
And like, he can't let her know who he is yet. She's going to have such trust issues.
But I feel like...
How does she not have such trust issues?
I don't know. I feel like the way that he's walking around town is already unrealistic. Because I would expect to see the mayor at the 4th of July fireworks on the 4th of July.
Yeah. Or, you know, at her buddy's bar where you just got a job.
Right. So, he's not being slick enough.
Sonny's going to be very disappointed in him.
Yes. I thought they were going to have him at Courtney's grave.
Oh, that would have made more sense. I was trying to fit. I mean, obviously, like, he liked Mike, but.
Yeah. I mean, I guess since he missed it or whatever, but when they first, I was like only half paying attention and I was like, oh, okay, Courtney's. And then I rewound it and I was like, no, that's not Courtney's. Okay, it's Mike. I would have preferred Courtney's.
I did like his conversation with Trina though, about like how he doesn't know his mom. So he doesn't like, he never knew having a mom. So he didn't know any better.
Right.
And Portia and Trina are adorable.
They are adorable. I really like
that. But her just being like, oh, hey, some random guy. You want to come over for dinner tonight?
But he was on it. He knew who she was. She said, I'm Portia. I'm her mom. And he was like, oh, yeah, the doctor. We've talked. I know.
Good job.
Exactly.
I like him.
I'm happy to see where they're going to go. And I don't dislike the new guy. I just don't know him well enough yet.
And Nicholas Bechtel did tweet.
He did. That was so nice.
It was very mature.
So nice. I feel bad, though, because I feel... they can't bring him back as somebody else at any point in time. He's just too recognizable.
I don't know. Did you see his picture? He's grown up.
I know he's grown up, but I feel like that's always going to be Spencer.
Spencer suffered third-degree burns at his own birthday party, spent time with the spirit of his mother, ran away, was kidnapped, tampered with an election, and broke his leg skiing in the Swiss Alps. It's been a great run. Thank you for all your love and support. And then just, I mean, so much love for him.
He was great.
We have to trust that they went to him first.
I hope so.
I'm standing by that because especially where they're making him a teenager, which is he is.
Right.
They could have brought back the same kid and just made him
dressed older. Him up a little to make him more mature looking.
Yeah.
Yep, I agree.
Although somebody on one of the social medias was like, they apparently didn't know that Joss is actually younger than Spencer and like all the leapfrogging and everything. Oh, okay. And I'm like, no, you gotta listen to our show.
Yes.
We cover all this all the time.
I just had to explain that. My friend was watching it with me and I'm like, it doesn't make any sense. And he was like, why? And I'm like, well, that kid should still only be like 12. And that kid, it was very frustrating.
And I'm like, no, go back. Because he and Cam used to, that was it. They said, don't they remember that Joss and Cam used to watch Spencer at Lila's Kids? And I was like, oh no, it's worse than that.
Yeah.
Joss should be like 11 years younger.
Mm-hmm.
And Cameron and Spencer used to fight over Emma.
Right.
And then Joss leapfrogged all of them.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I was very excited for what pier they were on this week.
I know. We got a lot of shout outs. Actually, our girl Ellen, hello again, has the best timing, emailed us literally right before we sat down to record. Thanks for the shout out. Of course, you brought up something totally awesome with the beer in the bucket. Just another note, I was so happy to see your Pier 54 in the background during the Sam Elizabeth Dante Finn scenes, and Spencer was on Pier 54 too.
Mm-hmm.
I was clapping and getting so excited for you guys. I'm like, my favorite GH podcast.
Aww.
So cool to see your podcast title used during the actual filming. So cool.
Thank you.
Yep.
I felt the same way.
We get excited too.
Exactly. When Trina first walked onto it, you kind of saw it, but you didn't see it all the way. And I was like, oh, that's it. And rewound that part too, being excited.
So I guess speaking of the pier, Drunk Liz and Sam are my new favorite friends.
They were 100% the way that you would be.
Absolutely.
I loved it.
Yep.
Except for whenever she threw that big bottle of alcohol in the fire.
Question though, did none of that violate Sam's parole?
Oh, I'm sure that it did, which is why she didn't want to go down to the station.
Right.
But he didn't press charges, so...
But people were like giving them crap about like, well, Liz was so in love with Franco. Why would this bother her? Because anytime you have been in a relationship with a guy and in the back of your head, it's always been, no, they really want that person. And then years later, it comes out, oh yeah, they are with that person. You're like, did everything that I have with that person just not matter?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and
even Carly showed her jealousy this week when she was talking about Robin's bridge.
Oh,
and I was like,
yeah,
you don't need to be on Robin's bridge. Be quiet.
Jason saying that he would take her to the bridge.
Yeah. Like it was no big deal. Because men are stupid sometimes.
He seriously does love fireworks though.
Him and I would be friends.
And you have a baby 9 months later.
Woo!
But yeah, I love Liz and Sam this week.
They were adorable.
They were.
I didn't feel like they were really needing the fire department. It was contained in that can.
I don't know though.
It was contained in the can.
Somebody probably saw smoke, though, and was like,
well, you know what, mind your business. The Pierce on 4th of July.
One of the warehouses just blew up, though.
I'm sure there was a lot more smoke than what that little can was giving off.
I don't know.
Nosy neighbors, mind your business.
It's a public... If it was their own house,
they were having
perhaps, they were burning on a public...
It was their own special
pier.
Independence Day, okay?
It was a public place.
Mm-mm. Just leave them be. It was fine.
If you want your business minded, do it at home. If you do something in public,
I don't have a can
prepared.
That big at home. So well, maybe I have to go to the pier to burn my stuff,
but if you're
okay?
in public, then you have to expect the public to care about what you're doing. If you don't want people to care, do it at home.
We can agree to disagree here.
I'll just get you a big barrel for your birthday next year.
All right, thanks. I'll take it. I have all kinds of stuff I could burn. Oh, I didn't like how stuff didn't match up. They didn't do a good job matching Tuesday to Wednesday, I think it was.
Okay.
Valentine and Anna were outside. And it was still bright out. The next day, they were outside doing the same scene, and it was nighttime.
Was it bright because of the fireworks?
No.
Okay.
And the scene of Carly and Jason in the Metro Court talking about the bridge. The first time she said one line, and when they replayed it on like the recap the following day, she said a different line. It was just like one or two
words. Oh, that happens all the time, though.
But it annoys me when I catch it because the whole sentence was said differently.
Okay.
It wasn't like, say this line this way, this line this way. The whole tone that she had it in was different, and that annoyed me. Make the match up. Come on.
No, but that does happen a lot. Valentina and Anna flirting are so darn cute.
Oh, my God. Are they not cute? I was waiting for you to get there. They were cute, except for, I'm a grown woman. Do not kiss my boo-boo. No.
Oh, that was sweet.
No.
I did love that he's telling Anna that it's the 4th and she doesn't have to be bitter and alone.
That was really funny. I like the way they talk to each other and tease and whatever. It was very cute.
And I love that there was so much hesitation in everything. It wasn't just passion, you know. It was like, wait, should we be doing this? Is this okay? But they still wanted to. I loved everything about it. I did.
I loved everything about it except for him kissing her hand. Let me see it. That makes sense. Don't kiss my boo-boo. I'm not a 5-year-old.
You can kiss my boo-boo.
Oh, my. No.
I'll make a boo-boo. I thought it was sweet, though.
No. Nope. Did not like it. That is not like a hot thing. Oh, man, you kissed my burn that I got from a stupid sparkler. How old are you? Hold the sparkler right. You'll be okay. It wasn't like a third-degree burn. Give me a break.
You're very judgmental today.
All right. I'm sorry.
About really weird things.
Everything else was good. That was the stuff that stuck out.
Oh, well.
She shouldn't have burned her hand.
I still think they're hot, though.
He didn't need to kiss her hand. All the rest of it was fine. Their flirting is hot. And the back and forth, should we, shouldn't we, like, builds up that anticipation.
Let's just put it this way, though. Finola Hughes is hot with flirting with whoever. Like, she brings out the hotness in all the situations.
Because,
like, her and Finn flirting was hot.
Mm-hmm.
You know? She's hot to flirt with.
Yes.
Why would Finn have not taken Violet on top of the hospital to watch the fireworks?
No idea.
Being that it's for hospital staff.
And how? Oh, are they saying that Willow got to go because she works there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Finn might have a little bit more seniority there, though.
Patients and staff. And at first I was thinking they were talking about Chase. And I was like, Chase isn't a patient there anymore. If he's at the bar, I'm confused.
Right.
But now I remember Willow's working there. I don't understand why they
forget because we haven't seen it yet.
Right. And I don't know why Chase and Willow would be the ones to take her to see fireworks to begin with.
But is she working there? Because she still hasn't finished her schooling.
I thought she was doing the whole teacher thing still.
I thought that was gone.
Oh, did she get gone from that? Well, then she's not working there. So how are they walking?
I thought they removed that position, and then that's why she decided to become a nurse.
Oh, I thought she just wasn't happy with it. I didn't know that.
I think that they removed the...
They could have. I could have missed that memo.
I just said, man, I'd love to see Finn playing baseball. They did not show enough of that uniform.
Oh, my.
Hey, listen, you have your servicemen. Your
I like the way you said the men that service me. What?
No. You have like your...
I know.
Service, but...
I know.
Is there another way to say that?
No. Okay. The way that came in there. It's like, what?
And I might like... baseball pants.
Okay, you can like baseball pants and I will like the policeman. We're all good.
Men in uniform are just nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, yep, yep. Violet letting everyone know that the surprise party is not a reception.
She's so cute. She's my favorite character. I didn't like Carly's ring because I'm sure everyone wanted my opinion on that. Did not like that.
I can't believe he got her. Well, I mean, I guess you have to give her one that big, considering.
Right.
I think
he was trying not to compete with Sonny's, because Sonny's was a diamond and it was that big. So he wanted to go different, but I just didn't like it.
I thought for sure she was going to come clean with Britt.
I did too. She was so really mean. That was so mean.
That was cruel. That wasn't even mean. That was like...
Yeah. And I'm sure she's going to justify it by saying she had to be mean so that Britt would let it go because she didn't want it to continue causing conflict. Because if Jason strayed, that would mess up the whole plan. But no. Don't discount what
If anything,
what
that's going to make him not want to do this. Because
exactly.
But last thing he said on Friday, what did you just do?
Yeah. Why would you be mean to her?
Especially when she said to him... And did she tell you? Like, right. I thought for sure she was going to be like, man, did he handle this one badly?
Well, she said, does she know why?
Right.
And I thought that meant she was going to go and tell her why. But instead, she was just nasty. And that was not nice.
Not so much.
Did not like that.
I did like that Jason told Monica and that she didn't really question. And she's like, are you going to be happy?
Right.
And he was like, yep. But then the look on her face when she was giving him that hug, just all worry and like, oh, seriously, we're doing this?
Well, maybe because he looked miserable every time he was talking about it. Even whenever they told Joss and she was happy for them. And Carly was trying to act excited or is excited. I don't know what her feelings are exactly. Jason just kind of stood there like, oh, geez, this is what we're doing.
I like that Joss was like, do I have to call you dad? No.
No, you don't. I'm glad that she's happy, though, because I was afraid she was going to be, what the heck's going on?
Right. No, I don't know.
Oh, I like that Nicholas was prepared to just go buy a yacht and go away forever.
He is fighting so hard for them.
So cute.
I love it.
I hope it comes out quickly that it's
Seriously.
Spencer. I really do. I hope we uncover who it is.
I think it's going to be the shoe. Because they said that there was the shoe print. And so it's probably going to be Spencer's favorite shoe or whatever.
Yeah.
Or it could be a European shoe.
Right.
That they're going to be like, well, how the heck did Ryan get a European shoe? And maybe Nicholas is a good dad and knows his son's shoe size. And they'll be like, wait. It's a blah, blah, blah in a size blah.
Right. I just bought those for Spencer.
Exactly.
Yeah. I hope so. I was surprised they said Spencer had his own apartment, though. I thought he'd be hiding out in the Cassadine something or other.
I want to know. Well, I mean, obviously this kid is smart.
Mm-hmm.
But Curtis is a former private investigator. Does he not do a background check on his staff? Or, you know, just the basic paperwork of you need a soch?
Yeah.
And, you know, your name has to match up. And I don't know. I guess Spencer has had a lot of time on his hands, though, to work on this.
I'm sure that he's smart enough to have bought some wrong information off the internet that will pass.
He's got some resources.
Information.
Doesn't have anyone paying attention to what he's doing with his money.
Right.
Finn saying to Liz that they have to stop meeting like this. They both work at the hospital. You're going to meet at the hospital.
I don't like them together.
No.
I'm glad she was asleep whenever he told her.
That was cute, though, when she just passed out.
Yes.
Her passing out was cute.
But when she put her head on his shoulder at first, I was like, what are you doing? Yeah. And then she fell asleep.
Come on, that was a drunk thing. You're going to put your head on anyone's shoulder if you're that drunk.
I agree.
Yeah, not a fan.
Mm-mm. I was glad to see that Molly was working with Martin, because when he interrupted that conversation at first, I was like, what are you doing? Mind your own business, Martin. But he was on it, recording the conversation where she said all kind of nasty stuff about looking at people's backgrounds and assuming where they're going to go in their future.
At first I was like, I think Martin may be trying to manipulate the judge to prove Molly right. And I was like, oh, thank goodness he was. But the only thing is he was 100% wrong on one thing that he said. He said she very clearly said she uses race to determine
what
the sentence is going to be. She didn't. She skirted around it. She definitely implied it. And she definitely has bias. But she said she uses their upbringing.
Yes.
She did not say she uses their race. However, Alexis did not exactly have the best upbringing either.
Right. Thinking of the Cassadine name with Alexis.
Okay.
And what that should mean.
Okay.
And I'm not sure that we heard the whole conversation that went on that was recorded. Because they, like, you know, cut away from them. So maybe
the only time
more.
That she mentioned race, though, was when she mentioned how much she supports causes that when she was going on about the very classic, I'm not racist, when she was mentioning, but I donate to this organization. This, the only time that she mentioned race specifically was that. She did not say, I look at what color they are.
Exactly. I mean, she wouldn't be that dumb, but I think
that's the thing, is that she knows enough to skirt around it.
But I think looking at all the records and that together,
it's going to be in there. Absolutely.
Yeah, I hope
absolutely. So. But like Jordan said, she spoke in code. A lot.
Mm-hmm.
She's smart. She's a judge.
Yeah,
she's
exactly.
smart enough to know that she should not be saying certain things, even if someone is, quote, supporting
right
her stance.
Yeah.
I thought Molly's cute was super, Molly's suit was super cute.
It was super cute. It was age appropriate, yep. but still dressy.
Yes.
I liked that.
I just wish that they're doing this exactly how we were really hoping that they would. I wish that it had dragged out longer, though, because what happens if next week now she's discharged and all that stuff? You know, I mean, this should be a longer sentence. Like, this should be a longer sentence. This should be a longer storyline. I can't think today.
You're good. I knew what you meant.
But it should be a longer storyline. It shouldn't be done in the matter of 2 weeks when we actually get into it.
Well, maybe the 2 weeks will be the resolve for Sean because they need him out for other things, but that Alexis shouldn't be out any earlier because right. her sentence was fair. I understand needing protection maybe, but she should still have to serve her time. Maybe she'll still be on the inside and Molly on the outside and they can work through all the other people that were wrongly incarcerated okay. for too long.
Okay.
And that would run the storyline longer. And
why didn't they take her immediately to the hospital after she was...
I don't know. Where did she get that Aircast thing from, because she suddenly had one, but yeah, she should have been seen at the doctor's.
We need to be talking. I mean, I know Sean said she has osteoporosis. However, the guard was like, yeah, I'm not falling for that.
Yeah.
No, dude, really does. Mm. And I'm excited by it. Although I did find it amusing when Curtis approached Jordan about not signing the papers and she gave all the excuses. He's like, I'm sorry, you can't sign a couple papers.
Right, right. You're He's sitting like, at your desk for how many hours right. still? Just sign your name. But I was glad that it came out that it wasn't her that was talking to Portia so that he can figure out that it was Aunt Stella
oh.
and fix the stuff with Portia.
And he stood his ground with Stella.
Mm-hmm. I liked that she was still old school Aunt Stella, though. Are those divorce papers filed and all done? Nope. Then you're still married. Don't be kissing somebody else. I see both sides of it, but I like that she's sticking with what she would normally say.
Except she does have very hypocritical.
Oh, well, heck yeah. That's just part of Aunt Stella, though.
That's true.
I think the only thing left is Brooklyn and Maxie. And what's up with Monica oh, no. and that guard dude?
Hold it. TJ finally got to hug Sean.
Oh, yes. Yes, he did.
That was sweet. Okay.
That was sweet.
Yuri.
What is going
Yuri's
on?
Yuri's got a crush.
What is going on there? But if they start telling me that he's hooking up with Monica, like Epiphany was hooking up with Milo, I'm like,
don't
what?
Think they're hooking up. I think that he just appreciates. I love how much nonverbal acting happens on the show
because mm-hmm.
he's looking at her and Valentine's behind him like, what the heck are you doing? I loved it.
Yeah. I'm glad that someone's noticing that Maxie's spending too much time there. I just don't know where they're going to go from there with it.
Yeah.
Because they're still not having Monica overhear exactly what Maxie's saying. Still don't know why you would be that bold to say that in someone else's house, though. But okay.
Maybe it'll be Monica that winds up helping her.
Oh, that would be nice.
I think Monica would get it.
Yeah. Maybe. I don't know. But now they can't move Peter's body, so what's going on with that? Because Monica did overhear that conversation.
I know.
She doesn't overhear things from the doorway, but she overhears conversations walking through doors that you know would make noise.
She probably only heard, though, something about Cyrus and the cameras.
Yes.
She obviously did not hear the rest of it.
Right, exactly.
And she was just like, oh, hey, guys, good news.
Right. Don't worry. Nothing bad's going to happen. All the cameras are back on.
Yep.
But there wouldn't be cameras in the basement because no one remembers that the basement's there. And there wouldn't be cameras. I guess there'd be cameras maybe on the roof.
I would hope so.
To get into the elevator.
I would hope so.
But they're not going to be walking in the stairwells. So if they could knock out the cameras on the roof, get into the elevator, they could
they're
still
gonna
go down
They're going to need Spinelli for this.
Up. Yeah.
Think Liz will actually go to Spinelli? She wouldn't go to Jason. Well, she wanted to go to Jason.
I think Finn wouldn't she'll matter. Go to Jason and Jason will go to Spinelli.
Okay. And he'll just like have a loop playing of
right
nothing.
Nothing. Yep.
They'll figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
Think Peter's body is actually still there?
I don't know. I feel like no, because that's not the soapy way to do it. But at the same time, I'm so over this storyline. Let's figure out that he's dead and move forward.
And just bring him back as somebody new.
Exactly.
Maybe someone to be with Sam.
Maybe.
My husband thought someone died when I screamed so loud. I'm sitting here going, nope, 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 nope. And I went, ah!
At least
I just wanted Christina to walk around the corner and go, oh my God, my brother is kissing my sister.
Yeah. So gross.
Have her walk around the corner with Leo.
Mm-hmm.
Be like, hey, Leo, look at our brother and sister are making out. That's gross.
I don't think they're going to do that, but that would be great.
That would be great. She can be bringing Leo home from the fireworks at yes. Lila's kids. Mm-hmm. And they can walk in on Sam and Dante and be like, ew.
What are you doing?
Yeah. That's all I got to say about that. Maxie and Anna, though, and Maxie telling her that she forgives her.
That was very sweet.
That was. And that she needs Anna to forgive herself.
Yes. Very sweet. There's something else that popped into my head, and I lost it.
Oh, Alexis was having a panic attack, and Sean was teaching her box breathing.
Yes. That was so good.
I loved that.
And I liked that the guard originally was trying to be nice and let Sean help him out.
Right.
It's not being a jerk. Help her out.
So we talked about Terry going after the chief of staff position.
Mm-hmm.
She has a very good point for making sure that trans people have better medical care.
Right.
Now it's going to be difficult for me to not want her to have it.
I thought maybe she was going to step down when Portia said, do you realize all the work that actually goes into this that's not medical work? It's all the paperwork and everything. Right.
But that's almost where her focus is she's like, I don't care if it's actually, it is medical, but it's not the hands-on doing the procedure. It's the, how can we expand better medical care to communities that aren't receiving it? So
I like her.
I
would like to see her have that storyline because she's underused.
Absolutely. But I don't want Britt to lose her position.
You don't think they're going to give Britt a new storyline? Because I feel like now that she had sex with Jason and Jack so close together, she's going to
She's going to be pregnant and not know whose is whose.
Yep. And it's going to have Carly like up in her stuff all day long. Carly's going to be mad no matter who it is.
Why did I not think of that?
So Britt's going to step down from being it anyway because it's too much stress.
Oh, shoot.
I don't know what we're going to do with all these babies, though.
Again, Willow can start a daycare. There's a daycare at Crimson in the Metro Court.
Yep. I just assume that's where they're going because that was a really short timeline to have them hooking up.
But they can't do that because they just made Sasha pregnant from Brando from their one night stand. Granted.
But she knew who the baby daddy is.
Right.
And is it Jax?
It has been a while since we've had a whose baby is it.
And between Jax and Jason, that's like heated.
Who was the last whose baby is it?
The whole Wiley switch, but that wasn't really.
No, because they didn't know to question paternity.
Right. You could say Violet because they hadn't told us. But it would really be Charlotte would have been the last one because
oh my gosh,
10 different guys.
And that was just Claudette telling, and she knew the whole time exactly whose it was because she was implanted.
Right.
Maybe baby Georgie.
Right.
When Maxie didn't know if it was still Dante and Lulu's or Spinelli's.
Right.
No, but she miscarried. So she knew that it wasn't Dante and Lulu's.
Right. I don't think
Can you miscarry and actually not miscarry? Like, can they say that you've miscarried and it doesn't happen?
I'm sure that that's a possibility.
I don't know.
I don't know either. I would think it would be more the case of there would have been twins and you would have miscarried one and they didn't notice the other one.
Okay.
And then later there's still the other one.
But that didn't happen. So that's...
Right.
Huh.
Yeah. I don't think we've had an actual I don't know.
Oh my gosh. It could possibly be Michael not knowing if it's AJ or Jason.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, wow.
So it would totally make sense that they do Jason and Jax now.
Because Brenda never got pregnant.
Mm-mm.
Well, by...
Right.
With the Sonny and Jax thing. Wow. Okay. So maybe it has been some time.
Yeah, I can't think of anyone else.
But then it's going to have to be Jason's.
Courtney with...
Oh, yeah, Spencer.
Mm-hmm. Was it Nicholas's or Jax?
Yeah. Again.
So...
yeah. Do we notice a trend here?
Exactly.
Why are Jax and Jason always involved in whose daddy is it? Who's the daddy?
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to have to be Jason's because then that's going to undo the whole...
Carly.
Yep.
Yep. That's just my guess. Maybe they'll take it somewhere else, but that feels like the right soapy line.
And maybe Britt will run away and find Sonny.
Maybe.
And then be like, hey, listen.
Or Hayden and be like, yo, you better get back to Port Charles before your sister starts hooking up with your baby daddy.
Ex-fiancé.
Yeah.
I'd be okay if they got back together now.
Okay.
I like Finn and Anna, but I really like him with Valentine. Really, yeah. So
no, I would be way happier with Hayden. I just don't want him with Elizabeth.
He can go for Sam. Kelly Monaco and Michael Easton are amazing together.
Yeah, they were.
But they've been together 4 times now.
Right.
Four?
So, are we going to give him a whole nother set of
three names? Or four. When he was Stephen Clay,
mm-hmm.
John McBain,
mm-hmm.
Silas.
Mm-hmm. I think that was it.
Okay, so three. So this would be their fourth.
Yep.
But they're still really good together.
They are really good together. I just... Don't.
And they're not related.
What? Well, then it will never work. You have to have a cousin in common at least.
Or a sibling. Or maybe two. Ugh. Just for good measure.
Yuck.
And somebody said there's no blood, so it's not. No, guess what? I have two uncles that are adopted. That would still be gross.
Yeah.
A cousin that's adopted. Still no.
You shouldn't, in my personal opinion, you shouldn't sleep with someone if you've slept with their father.
Well, there's that.
That's my line.
But in fairness, she also did sleep with Rick, who was, at the time, Alexis's ex.
Right.
And she slept with Jax, but before Alexis was friends with him.
Right.
And even though she was married to Jax, they never consummated the relationship.
Right.
So there's that gray area.
I don't feel like it's gray. Don't.
No. I meant they weren't actually married.
Right. The end of the day, though, I don't feel like there's any gray area. Do not sleep with someone if you have slept with their father.
If someone could say that's not how your dad did it, don't do it. That's from Friends. Monica was dating Richard for like ever and loved him. And then she wound up accidentally thinking that his son was cute. And so she invited him over for Thanksgiving. And then like they kissed and she was like, oh my God. Oh my God. Like, and she flashed back and was like, you kiss like your dad.
Ugh.
Like, you should not be able to compare.
Uh-uh.
And on him, too. Although Dante has not. Ew, Dante's only been with. See, and it was still wrong that him and Val.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't cool.
No.
But he's only been with Lulu and Val.
Right. He was never with Brooklyn. They just flirted because they had been friends back in the day.
Yeah. And Brooklyn stopped, even though Carly
mm-hmm.
was paying her.
Right.
Basically, just go back and listen to Georgie again last week and see how gross it is that both Maxie and Georgie were trying to get it on with Lucas.
Ugh.
Or no. Georgie liked Lucas, but Lucas liked Maxie.
Right.
Okay.
No.
We don't have to get into it. Blood doesn't matter. If
exactly.
If more than one person in your family is related to them.
If you're seeing them at family reunions, it's not a good idea.
All right. We've said that a million and a half times already.
Yes.
I think that might have
been. I was going to say, I don't think there's anything else. Yeah, that's all I have.
Oh, Taggart was hitting on Ina.
That was it. Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Do-do-do. Reality check.
Yesterday was Emily's graduation party at her dad's house.
Yay.
And it was very nice. And I survived. And everyone was very nice. So she was happy. That's what mattered. But I was proud of myself because it has been a long, hard road to get to the point where we can all be in the same.
Yay.
Not just in the same area.
Oh, I thought you meant Emily graduating.
Oh, well, that too. But not just us being in the same area, because obviously we've attended like the communions and stuff like that. But for me to go to their house, like I was in their actual house.
Right.
It's a big step. So.
Good job.
But it was very nice and she had a good day and lots of people came out. It was the perfect day. Unlike you who likes to have parties on the hottest day of the year.
I didn't know it was going to be the hottest day.
Hottest day of the year. Mine was nice. You could sit outside. It's wonderful.
I didn't leave the house yesterday at all.
Oh, well.
I didn't even go outside.
Hmm.
Somebody on this couch got me sick last week.
I don't know that it was me. You were
around a lot of people. It was between the two of you.
Okay, I'm going to blame it on her.
There was two of you.
I feel like you spend more time with her than me.
I think I actually spent equal amount of time.
Oh, well.
But you also go over to her house, so there's a good chance it all stemmed from you. Mm-hmm.
No.
I'll just put all the blame back on
you. No.
Or, yeah.
No.
Yeah. Because you were sick last weekend. She was sick Tuesday, and then I got sick Friday. You were sick first.
I don't think so. I don't agree with that timeline. But anyway, yeah, that was my weekend. I don't really have anything else. Then I did a girls' night after that you didn't attend because you're being a loser being sick to celebrate the fact that I made it through the day at her dad's house.
If I were not sleeping on and off all day yesterday, I would have totally been there.
Should have been well rested for a girls' night then.
I was totally passed out by like 7.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I had a boring week. Madeline, I don't know why I can't say her name. Madeline did the Summer Blast program at the local church. She loved it. Super fun activities.
Oh, that was a good week, too.
Yes. Super fun activities every single day. Not too much rain, except for that one day we got the really bad rain and lost power and all that.
That was Wednesday. Awful. Oh, that's typically fire truck day. Do they still have the fire truck?
They still had the fire truck.
Okay.
It started storming right whenever I was picking her up.
Oh, good.
And we were home less than 10 minutes whenever the power went out for the rest of the night. And I was like, oh, this is great.
Good.
And on Tuesday is when they leave for Mexico. So all next week I will be kid free while they're living it up in Mexico.
What are you doing?
Nothing exciting. Being sad that they're in Mexico, I'm not.
We'll go to Mexico.
Okay.
Let's do it.
All right. We'll book that. So how about you?
I got sick.
No. What else happened good?
My daughter had her first day of work and she did great.
That picture was so cute.
Oh, so proud of her. She's so proud of herself.
Yes. That's what matters.
They are with their dad until tonight for he had them for his week of vacation. But I was like, I'm still taking her to her first day of work because
this is my victory.
I've earned this.
Yeah.
Not that he hasn't, but I'm the one that's done all the therapy and all the, and I'm also the one has the information about her that he doesn't. So,
yep.
But she did great. So proud of her. And Thursday night, we had a happy hour with my professional moms network that you don't have to be a mom to be a part of, but it's how it started. And it was the first happy hour that we've had, obviously, since pre-COVID and everything. So, and I didn't attend the Christmas party in 2019 because I had just had my surgery.
Oh, okay.
And I thought I was going to go. Like, I registered for it and everything. And I was like, yeah. So I definitely overextended myself and thought that I was going to be much better than I was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But so I hadn't even been to one in like 2 years. So it was really nice to get together. And this year it was as an ambassador and I'm the director of charitable giving. So it was just really nice to be with all those women from around the area. I really think that's about it. I didn't really do much. Well, my kids have been gone and I haven't done anything.
We were boring this week.
We were. I'm doing my favorite or the favorite thing that you like, checking my calendar just to see if I forgot anything.
I just think it's funny that you'd have it in your calendar. I don't have anything in my calendar except for like doctor appointments.
But your work schedule is consistent. Like you go to their house.
Yeah.
I have appointments and all kinds of crazy stuff that I do.
Got it.
So, or yeah, like, no, like,
or you're just more organized than me because I feel like no matter what I was doing, I still wouldn't have it written down.
No, but like if I was working or when I was working in the corporate world, like I didn't have my work schedule. Like for stuff for that was always in my work calendar, but like I didn't have in my personal and I didn't put 8 to 4 or 8 to 5 work on my personal calendar. That's just something I automatically knew.
Yeah.
No kidding. That's what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's totally different. So.
Got it.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm boring. You're boring.
Maybe by next week we'll both be all better and our voices will sound good.
You sound fine to me, but my head's congested.
Yeah. So. I can feel that I'm still like nasally. So,
all right. Sorry if we sound horrible this week.
Right.
Hopefully by Tuesday we will sound better. Yeah, that's part of why we're also not recording both today because
we won't torture you like that.
Yeah. So we will see you on Thursday as we talk about, we will see you. Yeah.
Yeah.
We will, you will be hearing us on Thursday or whatever day you choose to listen. It could be 3 years from now. Hi.
Hopefully our colds are gone by then.
They better be, seriously. Anyway, we're going to be talking about Jimmy Holt. Okay. Jimmy Lee Holt.
Yes.
We have the same middle name.
Cute.
Fun fact, spelled the same way too.
Well,
so, all right.
Have a good week.
And we'll meet you at the pier.
Bye.
Bye.
If you enjoyed today's show, we invite you to go to pier54podcast.com to subscribe on your favorite platform. Don't forget to leave us a review. And you can also follow us on many social media channels. Just search for Pier 54 Podcast. Also, we are not perfect. So if there is something that we missed or messed up, just let us know by emailing us at peer54podcast@gmail.com.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.